From the Sky News Centre at 7, Dame Judi Dench says Sir Michael Parkinson was a one-off. She's been speaking following the death of the chat show host, who's died at the age of 88. Dame Judi's just one of many stars and friends who've paid tribute. Comedian Rory Bremner appeared on Sir Michael's show and says his Yorkshire roots helped him.
He came from there. He then went into journalism in Manchester, The Guardian. He was a brilliant journalist, and the combination of his background, his authenticity, his Yorkshire grit, his journalism and his sense of humour, that set him in good stead for being the greatest interviewer there's been.
Thousands of A-level students who failed to get accepted onto a degree course today are scrambling for places. It comes as top results plunge by the biggest drop on record. There are concerns stolen priceless artefacts from the British Museum may be long gone. Gold, jewellery, semi-precious stones and glass have gone missing, some dating back to the 15th century. A member of staff has been sacked. Former Scotland Yard detective Peter Blexley says this sort of crime is usually carried out by someone with financial problems.
Sometimes valuable items, precious metals that might be priceless artefacts, are sometimes melted down so that the value that they then have is just that for the scrap metal. So that would be a tragedy in terms of losing items of important cultural importance.
Downing Street says Rishi Sunak hopes to meet Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince at the earliest opportunity. Number 10's being criticised over a potential visit by the Gulf state leader. Officials in Tenerife say nearly 8,000 people have been evacuated or ordered to stay indoors as a wildfire burns out of control. 250 firefighters and members of the Spanish Army are tackling the blaze in the north of the island. And the Bishop of Derby says it's a good idea for Church of England services to be moved for the Lionesses' first World Cup finals due to start at 11 on Sunday. That's the latest. I'm Kevin Gover.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
A very good evening to you. It's 2 minutes past seven on a Thursday evening. Thanks very much once again to Andy Furno for looking after things for the last hour. He'll be back Saturday night and also next Thursday with another chilled, soulful Thursday. Very fine show. Well done, Andy. My name's John Chubb, and between now and 8pm, this is the Non-League Hour.
Send us to our room, he'd be the voice of doom. He said that we would thank him later. All day he was solid as a rock, but by 8 o'clock we'd be grumbling. One night, my brother Joe and me climbed down the family tree that grew outside our bedroom window. We ran though we knew we couldn't last, running from the past, things that we were born to. It's so bizarre, it runs in the family. All the things we are, on the backseat of the car, with Joseph and Emily, we only see so far. And we all have our daddy's eyes, looking back, it's so bizarre. Servant judge, a man so large, he barely fit his circumstances. He said two kids out on the street were picked up on the beaten in the station. So there's me with Emily and Joe and Daddy driving home, all heading in the same direction. He knew no matter what the brakes, we'd make the same mistakes. Couldn't take his eyes off Joe and me. Looking
back. It's so bizarre, it runs in the family. All the things we are on the backseat of the car with Joseph and Emily. We only see so far, and we all have our daddy's eyes. Looking back, it's so bizarre, it runs in the family. All the things we are, looking back, it's so bizarre.
Like a dream within a dream, we're all somewhere in between.
Patrick Sherring for Friday's edition of 1-2-3. Conversations with guests from the community and beyond. The Friday teaser quiz, a vintage chart, live music sessions, and so much more. So spend your Friday 1-2-3 with Patrick here on Phoenix FM.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
So you're listening to the Non-League Hour on Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb, and we're starting off musically with Level 42 and Running in the Family. This is the programme where we look at the non-league football scene across Essex and East London. We look back at the games that have taken place over the last week, and we've got a report from one of our featured match, non-league match last Saturday on Phoenix Sport. That's coming up a bit later on. And we'll be looking ahead at the fixtures for the next 7 days as well. Among other things, there's another FA Cup weekend. More of that later. But first off, in the National League on Saturday, Dagenham and Redbridge face Southend United in the, I suppose you call it, the A13 derby. I came up with the Il Classico, which I thought was quite good myself, but there we go. And it was another victory for Southend United, who beat their hosts by 2-0, and at the time stayed at top of the table. Both sides were in action again on Tuesday night. Southend made a trip down to Surrey to take on Dorking Wanderers, suffering their first defeat of the season. Harry Cardwell, who scored in all three of their matches so far, he put the Shrimpers ahead on 3 minutes, but Dorking staged a comeback and ended up winning the match by 2-1. Dagenham and Redbridge were at home to Gateshead, and they were beaten 4-2. Effie Ong and Charlie Kendall were the Daggers goal scorers. So Southend suffering their first defeat of the season, and Dagenham and Redbridge, a disappointing start for them. They've yet to win the only one point from their first three matches. That came at Altrincham on the opening day of the season, and they'd lost the other two, and as things stand, that has left them in the relegation zone. They're currently in 22nd place. with Thurges Bromley, who they were ahead of goal scored, and newcomers Oxford City, who have yet to gain a point. They are currently bottom of the table. At the other end, Chesterfield are the only team with a 100% record at the moment. Paul Cook's side have won all three of their opening matches, including a 2-1 win at bottom club Oxford City on Tuesday night. And also the playoff spots at the moment, Barnet, Solihull Moors, Southend, Hartlepool, Ebbsfleet United and FC Halifax Town.
98 FM, FM, FM,
FM.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
On to the National League South, and on Saturday, Chelmsford City drew 1-1 with Hampton and Richmond Borough at Melbourne Park. There was a win for Aveley, a first win for them in the National League South. They beat Taunton Town 4-1 at Parkside. It was a win 2 for Braintree Town, who hosted Truro City at the Dunmo Group Stadium, and they scored a 3-2 victory. And a second win for Aveley on Monday night. They were back in action at Parkside, but they faced Eastbourne Borough, who they beat by 2-0. And Tuesday night saw Braintree Town host Maidstone United. This time it was a 2-1 defeat for the Iron. Harry Beadle was the scorer of their goal just after half-time. Chelmsford City travelled across to the South East London Kent border to take on Welling United, and they won by 2-1 with a very late goal. City, the Clarets, they're in third place, having 1-2 and drawn 1 from their first three matches. The two sides above them, Worthing and newly promoted Western Supermare, are the only sides with a 100% record at the moment. Aveley, fourth after those two victories in the space of 3 days. Chippenham Town, St Albans and Yeovil currently make up the playoff spots. And Braintree, having won 1 and lost 2 in their first three matches, they are currently in 18th place. We're going to take a look at the Isthmian League shortly after we've heard a new one from Peter Gabriel. This is Road to Joy.
How it goes, you were sure I was gone. This is how stone force. Young and old, girl and boy, dance along the road to joy. Picture sharpens in your head, opens up when it's been read. All the things you strain to see, come move on in, come to be.
John Sharma, inviting you to join me here on Phoenix FM on Saturday afternoons for Phoenix Sport. The top local, national and international sports stories, plus live scores, results, reports, interviews, quiz questions and my sporting anniversaries. And lots of great music too. That's Phoenix Sport, every Saturday from 3 till 6pm here on Phoenix 98 FM. With the ESPN League starting on Saturday for the 2023-24 season, our featured non-league game on Phoenix Sport came from New Lodge, and it was the match between Bidwicky Town and Kingstonian in the ESPN Premier League. Watching that game for us was Jack Patmore.
Jack Patmore reporting for Phoenix FM from New Lodge. Bidwicky Town opened their ESPN Premier Division campaign with a close 1-0 win over Kingstonian. The K's were lucky to go in at the half, only trailing by one. Ade Aziz's header just before the break gave Bidwicky a deserved lead. Just after 60 minutes, the hosts were awarded a penalty when Niran Butler brought down Aziz in the box. Moses Emmanuel stepped up, but Kingstonian keeper Endurance Johnson guessed correctly and saved to his left. Even though the K's weren't having much of the ball, they were still causing the Blues' defence problems. Collins again with the shot, last-ditch defending from Aaron Pollock denied them from getting a leveller. Kingstonian certainly should have got an equaliser 10 minutes from time. Incredible defending by Pollock denied Collins. It wasn't pretty at times, but Bidwicky secured the victory, which they will be hoping to build upon ahead of Tuesday's trip to Chesham. Finishes here at New Lodge. Bidwicky Town 1, Kingstonian 0.
So a winning start for Bidwicky on the opening day of their ESPN Premier League campaign. And a good crowd at New Lodge, 756 watched that one. Meanwhile, Canvey Island began their season with a home match against Haringey Borough at Park Lane, and the visitors went into an early lead, scoring from the penalty spot after 5 minutes, and a second goal only 6 minutes later. But a late onslaught by Canvey, three goals in the last 18 minutes, saw them end up winning the match by 3-2. A quite outstanding comeback by the goals. Mason Hall, Bradley Satch and Evans Kouassi were on target for the goals. Meanwhile, their local rivals, Concord Rangers, back in the Isthmian Premier League after relegation from the National League South last season, which led to the departure of Rob Small from the manager's position. He's been replaced by a former Concord player, Sammy Collins, but it was the worst possible start for the Beach Boys. They travelled to Enfield Town on the opening day and they lost by 3-0. Hashtag United, playing at this level for the very first time, entertained another side demoted from the National League South last season. Dulwich Hamlet were the visitors to the Len Salmon Stadium, and the Tags picked up a 2-2 draw. It was looking like Dulwich were going to take all 3 points. Luke Bernardio put them in front after 39 minutes. There was an own goal on 73 before Bernardio scored again on 76. But in the 94th minute, Toby Mavalaran popped up to earn the Tags a point. It finished hashtag to Dulwich 2. Hornchurch, meanwhile, travelled to Horsham on the opening day of their season, a side who were very unlucky not to be promoted last season, of course, and beginning life under their new manager, Steve Morrison, the former Cardiff City boss, and the Urchins picked up a 2-1 victory down in West Sussex, thanks to a brace from Ryan Scott. He's got on 35 and 73 minutes. Horsham scored 12 minutes from time when they put one back, but the Urchins held on to take all 3 points. So after the initial round of games on Saturday, there were some matches on Tuesday night as well, and there was another victory for Billericay Town, who travelled to Chester. The only goal of the match was scored by Frankie Merrifield after only 4 minutes. Win two for Hornchurch, who entertained Margate in their first home game of the season at Bridge Avenue, and it was a 4-1 victory. The Urchin scorers were Liam Nash with a brace, Ryan Scott, who's scored twice for them on Saturday. He added a third 10 minutes from time, and in the final moments of the game, Tom Raitt scored a fourth. And Canvey Island, after their winning start, they travelled to Dulwich Hamlet on Tuesday night. They lost 4-1. Joe Paxman was the scorer for the goals 5 minutes after the restart, what turned out to be a consolation goal. And also losing 4-1 were Concord Rangers, who took on hashtag United in their first home match. The Tags won 4-1 due to goals from Sam Cornish, Alex Teliola, Toby Amorilaran and Missa Jamali. Harrison Day was the scorer of the Beach Boys' only goal, and they also had Luke Ige dismissed 11 minutes into the second half, so not a happy start to life in the back in the Isthmian Premier League for Concord. So after the opening round of games, Hornchurch sit in second place behind leaders Enfield Town, who are above them on goal difference. Billericay, having won their first two matches, are in fifth. Lewis are above them in third on goal difference, and Chatham Town, newly promoted, they are above them in fourth place on goals scored. Hashtag are in eighth after picking up a win and a draw. Canvey, with one win and one defeat so far, are in 11th place, and Concord Rangers, they are currently in 21st place, but very early days, and all of the bottom five teams in the league yet to pick up a point. So on to the Isthmian North, where on Saturday Brentwood Town kicked off their campaign with a trip to Suffolk to face Bury Town, but it was a 2-1 reversal for Craig Shipman's side, who scored late on through George Craddock. He scored a minute from time, but Bury were 2-0 up for most of the second half. Harry scored in the 28th and 48th minutes. Elsewhere, Basildon United began their campaign with a 1-1 draw against Lowestoft Town. They probably thought they clinched it when Clyde Zamazzi gave them the lead 5 minutes from time, but Lowestoft equalised very late on to gain a share of the spoils. An opening day win for East Surrey United, meanwhile, goes from Ayu Odokoya and Gail Kaliba. Either side of half-time gave them a 2-0 win over Wroxham. Disappointing start for Mark Stimson in his second spell in charge of Grays Athletic. They travelled to newly promoted Enfield, who scored a 3-0 victory. Great start for Walthamstow, playing in ESPN North for the first time, having switched over from the Sutton League Division 1 Central. They played another side new to this league, Ipswich Wanderers, who are newly promoted, having won the Thurlow and Premier Division last season. Callum Ivey and Jordan Watson both found a net for Stowe in the second half to give them a 2-0 victory. Elsewhere, Walden Tiptree drew their first match of the season at home to Felixstowe and Walton United. They were 2-0 up at the break thanks to goals from Louis Remy and George Smith, but two Felixstowe goals in the second half gave them a share of the spoils against Peter Taylor's men. It was also a draw on the opening day for Witham Town against newly promoted Redbridge. Benjamin DeLacy Turner gave the visitors, the Motor Men, lead after 18 minutes. And last minute goal from Andrew Tirivanu gave Witham Town a point at Spa Road. And Steve Tilson's Heybridge Swift side gained 3 points on the opening day. They won 1-0 away to Stowmarket Town thanks to an own goal. So, after the first round of matches, they were done in midweek, by the way. Enfield, newly promoted, currently top the table, although the next six sides below them, including East Surrey, Walthamstow, Brightling Sea Region and Heybridge Swifts, all won their matches, so they were all also on 3 points.
You play, and when you get it, they're gonna take it away. Maybe it's nothing, maybe it's all just in my mind. Maybe I'm foolish, maybe it's just a waste of time. But I don't think so. Maybe I definitely know that maybe
Maybe it's all just in my mind. Maybe I'm foolish. Maybe it's just a waste of time. But I don't think so. Maybe I definitely know. Why do I keep fooling myself? Why can't I let go? This is not like me. But now I definitely see. And maybe, oh, maybe, maybe I'll be enough.
That's Emma Bunton and Maybe. It's 28 minutes to 8 on a Thursday night. You're listening to Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb and this show is the Non-League Hour. So rounding off things in step 4, Waltham Abbey played their first match of the season on Saturday. They travelled to Leyton Town, picked up a goalless draw. They had their first match at Kappa Shots in the league for this season on Tuesday night. They entertained Kings Langley, who incidentally travelled to Brentwood Town in the FA Cup on Saturday. And Abbey suffered a 4-2 defeat. Sham Saban was the scorer of both Abbey's goals, and after those opening two fixtures, they are in 14th place. So on to step 5, and in the Essex Senior League on Saturday, there was a win for Athletic Newham. They beat Little Oakley 4-2. Barkey beat Stamo Rovers by the same score. It finished FC Clacton 2 Tilbury 1. 3-3 draw between Frenford and Coggeshall Town. And a 1-1 draw between Housedy Town and Great Wakering Rovers. Romford continued their very good start to the season with a win away to Harbridge Sports. The Borough won 2-0 down there. Saffron Walden Town entertained Woodford Town. The visitors won 3-1. Finished Sporting Beggar United 1, Buckhurst Hill 1, Takeley 3, West Essex 3, and White Ensign 1, Ilford 1. Monday night saw Ilford take on Takeley at Cricklefields. That was a 2-2 draw. And on Tuesday night, it finished Coggeshall Town 1, Woodford Town 2. Housedy Town beat Athletic Newham by a goal to nil. Holbridge Sports drew 2-2 with Great Wakering Rovers. And FC Clacton, this was in the FA Cup extra preliminary round. This game was previously postponed away to Royal Bedford, but they are out and after losing by 4-1. I'll have the other a preview of the weekend's FA Cup matches in a while. Getting back to the Essex Senior, Stamo Rovers drew 1-1 with Little Oakley on Tuesday night. Tilbury beat Sporting Beggar United 3-1 and finished West Essex 2, Buckhurst Hill 2. So just taking a look at the league table, and Romford still on top, having won 4 out of their 5 games so far. They drew the other one, they won 13. Woodford Town have an identical record, but Romford have a superior, very marginally superior goal difference of 8 over Woodford 7. So they stay on top. And they're followed by West Essex in 3rd, Housedy Town in 4th, and White Ensign in 5th. Coggeshall Town, although they picked up their first point on Saturday, is still struggling to adjust to this level after coming down from the ESPN North, and they are coming to bottom after 5 games with just 1 point. Stanway Rovers, who only have a point themselves, are just above them, but Stanway have only played 3 matches so far. And talking of struggling sides, Stansted, who switched during the summer from the Essex Senior League to the Spartan South Midlands, Premier Division. They were well beaten at Leverstock Green on Saturday by 4-0. They conceded 4 again on Tuesday night, but they travelled to Cop Fosters and they were beaten 4-1. Stansted currently in 18th, having just picked up the 1 point so far. They are currently third from bottom in that league. And moving on to the Furlough Nun. Saturday saw a victory for Callanswood, who won 3-1 at Barkingside. Burnham Ramblers beat St Margaretsbury 4-0. There was a two-all draw between Clapton Community and Basildon Town at the Old Spotted Dog. Thumping victory for Dunmo Town over Clapton. Homeside scored 6 without reply. Harlow Town, who have returned to senior football at Step 6, and they've made a decent start, actually. They beat Mayne Baker 2-0. Finished Newbury Forest 3, Hutton 2. That was Hutton's first defeat. And Wormley Rovers beat Tower Hamlets 3-1. Tuesday night saw a two-all draw between Enfield Borough and Brimsdown, and Newbury Forest drew 1-1 with Mayne Baker. Then on last night, Wednesday night, it finished Benfleet 0, Southend Manor 2, Clapton 1, Hackney Wicks 7. So another heavy defeat for Clapton. Looks like it's going to be a long, hard season for them. And finished Tower Hamlets 2, Park View 3. So Burnham Ramblers, the only side with a 100% record, currently top the table, having won all 4 of the opening fixtures. Harlow Town, who, as I say, have made a decent start. They played 5, won 3, drawn 1 and lost 1. They're currently in second on 10 points. Hutton, who have made another, have made a fine start after their promotion, but although they did lose on Saturday, they sit in third, having played 4. They're on 9 points. Cannonswood are in fourth, also on 9 points, but they've just played the 3, and they've won all 3 of theirs. And Clapton Community are in fifth. They've played 4, they're on 8 points. They have won 2 and drawn 2. Just to take a look at the Essex sides in the Furlough Nun Division 1 North. Defeat for Harwich Parkston on Saturday. Beaten at home 1-0 by Diss Town. Holland drew 1-1 at home with Needham Market under 23s, and a thumping victory for Stanway Pegasus. They beat FC Parson Drove 9-0 at home. And with no Town, beat Great Yarmouth Town by 4-0. Tuesday night saw another win for Stanway Pegasus. They beat Haverhill Rovers 1-0. There was a 3-3 draw between Harwich and Parkston and Wivenhoe Town. So Stanway Pegasus, they're coming in second place on 12 points, having played 5, won 4 and lost 1. Framlingham Town have won all 5 of their fixtures so far, the only side above them in the league. Harrison Parkston currently 8th, Holland are in 9th, and Wivenhoe Town, they are currently in 13th place. We're going to move on to the fixtures for the weekend after we've heard Sophie Ellis-Bextor, Lost in the Sunshine.
Give ourselves to the summertime. Having a Ball with Keith Ball on Phoenix FM. Big band, swing, jazz and special guests. Having a Ball every Saturday morning 10 till 12 only on Phoenix FM.
I'm having a ball on a good old town tonight.
Yeah. 98
FM. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
So, moving on to the fixtures for the week ahead. In the National League, Southend United are at Roots Hall on Saturday. They entertain Hartlepool United, newly relegated from League Two, and just behind Southend in fifth place. Southend ahead of them on goal difference. Dagenham and Redbridge hoping to turn things around after a disappointing start to the season. They travel to Maidenhead United. Both of those matches are 3 p.m. kickoffs. Meanwhile, in the National League South on Saturday, there's no midweek fixtures in either the National League or the National League South, incidentally. Chelmsford City entertain Haven and Waterlooville, who have had not the best start of the season, to say the least. They've lost all three of their matches so far. They're currently in the relegation zone. Braintree Town have a trip to Dover Athletic, and Aveley, tricky task for them. They travel to Worthing, top of the table, having won all of their opening three matches. All of those are 3 p.m. kickoffs. Meanwhile, in the ESPN Premier, there is a trip to across to Kent for Billericay Town on Saturday. They are at Cray Wanderers. Hashtag are also on the road. They're away at Bognor Regis Town. Concord Rangers will be hoping to turn things around after their disappointing start. They face Margate at the Aspect Arena. Hornchurch have a home game against Carshalton Athletic. And Canvey Island, they are away to Kingstonian. And it's the FA Cup preliminary round on Saturday, including some sides who have come through from the first stage, the extra preliminary round, and others who are entering the competition at this stage, including Bramble Town, who face Kings Langley at the Bramble Centre Arena. Athletic Newham from the Essex Senior League are at home to Westfield. Bowers and Pitsey from the Isbury North face Essex Senior League Woodford Town. Brightling Sea Region are at home to Stansted. Buckhurst Hill from the Essex Senior face Northwood. Exeter United from the Isbury North are at home to Barton Rovers. There's an all Isbury North affair with Grays Athletic facing New Salamis. Hadley face Little Oakley. It's Haybridge Swifts against Barking. Holbridge Sports are at home to Waltham Abbey. Malden and Tiptree face West Essex. Romford are at home to Welling Garden City. Saltbridgeworth Town face Saffron Walden Town. Walthamstow are at home to Leverstock Green. And Witham Town face Stanway Rovers. I'll take a look at all the results from those ties next Thursday. Meanwhile, in the Essex Senior League, there are no fixtures this weekend due to sides being involved in the FA Cup. Fixtures, though, in the Thurlow none. Division 1 South and Division 1 North. There's also some midweek games in the Essex Senior League. I'll take a look at those very shortly. Right now, let's go back to the 80s with Swing Our Sister and Surrender.
Sentiment
10 to 8 on the non-league hour on Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb. Just to let you know what's happening after my show tonight. Mr. Gareth Williams is in the building. I'm pleased to say he is going to be here between 8 and 10 with Bumper to Bumper, a Trawlthru Indie and alternative music from the 1960s onwards. And Madeline Christie is here with the night shift between 10 and midnight. If you're a country music fan, be sure to listen to that show. So just the step 5 and 6 fixtures for the week ahead to go through now. No Essex Senior League games on Saturday, as I say, because of teams involved in the FA Cup. But on Tuesday night, Hagley take on FC Clacton. And Wednesday night, Athletic Newham face Frenford and Sporting Bengal United are at home to West Essex. Meanwhile, in Thurlow Nunn, Division 1 South, Saturday's action sees Benfleet take on Barkingside. Oh, I nearly forgot, actually. It's one tomorrow night. May and Baker at home to Clacton Community kicks off at 7:45. And Saturday, Benfleet, as I say, versus Barkingside. Broomstown face Dunmow Town. Burnham Ramblers, the leaders, are home to Parkview. Cannerswood take on Harlow Town, who, as I mentioned earlier, have made a decent start themselves. Enfield Borough face Basildon Town. Hutton are at home to Hackney Wick at New Lodge. Newby Forest play Wormley. Southend Manor face St Margaretsbury at South Church Parker. I should be back at South Church Park now. There were issues with the pitch there, which sort of switched my match to Harwich Sports. But hopefully that's all sorted now. And Tower Hamlets, they are at home to Hoddesdon Town. During the week, Burnham Ramblers face Hutton on Tuesday. Harlow at home to Wormley. North West London face Hoddesdon. And there are half a dozen games on Tuesday. Wednesday night as well. Barkingside versus Enfield Borough. Basildon Town face Southend Manor. Grimsdown to Margaretsbury. Cannerswood are home to Newbury Forest. Hackney Wick are home to Dunmow Town. And Parkview face Clacton. In the Thurlow Nunn, Division 1 North. Finally, just to focus on the Essex sides in that league. Holland on Saturday travel to Dussindale and Hillsdon. Wivenhoe are at FC Peterborough. Stanway Pegasus, who've made a good start, they are away to the leaders, Framlingham Town. That's got to be the game of the day in that league. And Harwich and Parkstone are away to Needham Market under 23s. All of those games are 3 o'clock kickoffs. And on Wednesday night, Holland back in action. They were at home to Coolnard United, kicking off at 7:45. Best of luck to all of our local teams this weekend.
Remain untold.
Stoke Elegance, High Flying Birds and Blue Moon Rising. So that's it. Another non-league hour is pretty much at an end. If you manage to get out to a game this week, I hope you enjoy it. No Phoenix Sport from me this Saturday as I'm away this weekend. Ben Simmons is kindly standing in for me between 3 and 6 p.m. on Saturday afternoon, so I hope you can join him. I will speak to you next Thursday, and I'll be back here between 7 and 8 p.m. with another non-league hour. Gareth's here very shortly, but from me,
one more time,
a very good night to you.
One more time, we're gonna celebrate. Oh yeah, alright, don't stop the dancing. One more time, we're gonna celebrate. Oh yeah, alright, don't stop the dancing. One more time, we're gonna celebrate. Oh yeah, one more time. Oh yeah, alright, don't stop the dancing. One more time, we're gonna celebrate. Oh yeah, don't stop the dancing. One more time. You know I'm just feeling celebration tonight. Celebrate, don't wait too late. No, we don't stop. You can't stop. We're gonna celebrate one more time. One more time. One more time. A celebration. You know we're gonna do it right tonight. Hey, just feel it. Music's got me feeling the need. Need. Yeah.
On the hour across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.